With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Five states will hold their presidential primaries Tuesday. Former President Trump and President Biden already have enough delegates to clinch the party nomination, but they'll be looking to increase their delegates in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. Russian President Vladimir Putin is basking in victory as partial election results show him easily winning a fifth term after facing several challengers.
Any genuine opposition politician had been excluded previously. Some were disqualified from standing. Other, more high-profile Putin critics are in jail, exile, or, like Alexei Navalny, dead. Those ordinary Russians who oppose Mr. Putin appeared to heed a call from Mr. Navalny's allies to queue at polling stations at midday to select any other candidate or spoil their ballots. Queues snaked around the block in places. Meanwhile, abroad, Mr. Navalny's widow, Yulia Navalnaya, queued up to vote in the Russian embassy in Berlin. She said she'd written her late husband's name on the ballot.
Also at SRNnews.com, more signs of strengthening ties between North Korea and Russia.
North Korea's Kim is enjoying a Russian luxury limousine gifted by Russian President Vladimir Putin as the two nations expand ties. North Korean TV has shown a video of leader Kim Jong-un arriving at a greenhouse farm with a motorcade including a car that appears to have all the styling details of a Russian Auris Senat. Kim's sister, a senior official, over the past year, North Korea and Russia have sharply boosted their military and other cooperation. I'm Karen Chamas.
A judge rules that Miami Beach's midnight curfew will remain in effect. Several nightclubs filed a complaint trying to overturn efforts to crack down on wild spring breakers. This is SRN News. Attacks on Israel and demonstrations supporting them on American college campuses will not end well for perpetrators based on scripture. That's also the view of filmmaker Tim Mahoney, best known for his Patterns of Evidence films. Mahoney recently attended a Nashville breakfast focusing on the October 7th attacks on Israeli citizens by Hamas terrorists.
And I was brought to tears because when you hear what has happened, this is an amazing attack that people are denying, and we need to stand with Israel. And why is that? God made a covenant with the nation of Israel at Mount Sinai. Nations that come against the nation of Israel are cursed, and we have to be careful here in America and around the world, because the nations that come against the Jewish people, I believe that is in play. That curse is in play.
Tim Mahoney adds that for Christians, this is not a time for business as usual. It's time for everyone to spend time praying in the midst of a spiritual battle in the wake of the ongoing attacks on Israel. This is SRN News. An electronic system for filing returns directly to the IRS is now available in 12 selected states. John Scott has more.
Direct File is a free online tool. Taxpayers in the 12 states who have very simple W-2s and claim a standard deduction may be eligible to use it this tax season. The Direct File pilot is part of the agency's effort to build out a new government service. Certain taxpayers in Florida, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, Wyoming, Arizona, Massachusetts, California, and New York can participate. John Scott reporting.
Ohio's governor has declared a state of emergency in 11 counties across a path of central Ohio hit by severe weather. Governor Mike DeWine also activated the Ohio National Guard to help officials in Logan County, where three people were killed, also to help clean up storm debris on public property. Tornadoes also touched down in three other states. More details at SRNnews.com.